Welcome. This section of the Team EI accreditation program is my favorite part. This is Geetu Bawani, and I'll be focusing in the short audio update on the topic of positioning the survey and engaging your clients. The first thing I'd like to say about this is that the acronym PACE is what you need to keep in your mind. So P stands for positioning, being absolutely clear what are the key benefits of the Team EI survey, so what it's designed to do and why this matters. So what you want to do is think about this key question and think about the answer that's going to be the most compelling for your customers. For example, if I'm asking the key question, what does the Team EI survey enable your organization to do that you're unable to do without it? I might say something like, it enables your team to have a dialogue in order to move to a much higher level of performance. And the reason I say that is that those two things, dialogue and team performance, really matter to the success of teams. Moving on to the A application, how specifically will the Team EI survey be used in order to reach the best outcomes for your target teams? So this is all about thinking through specifically how you're going to use it. For example, are you going to assess multiple teams and from that information on a cross-section of teams across an organization, then make a decision about the intervention, for example? Or are you going to start with the most senior team, for example, the executive leadership team, and that's a trial, it's a testing ground for then bringing the survey to all of the other mission critical teams? It's really good to have your specific application in mind before you get started, because that's actually how you want to position the Team EI survey. An example I can tell you is that when we are positioning as EI World, the Team EI survey, we're normally advocating that the team will engage in the survey at three different points of the engagement. Once at the beginning of a team coaching intervention, once midway through, and once at the end or shortly after the end of the engagement. So in other words, you're pitching three Team EI surveys so that the team has real data and the team can measure its progress as it goes on. The C is all about conviction. So this is about thinking about your positioning again, but being really confident about the intended value-adding outcomes from using the Team EI survey. So you're asking yourself, what are the most compelling benefits for this specific team in this specific context? For example, for some qualified Team EI users, Team EI survey users, it's the concept of you can increase the performance of this team by at least 25%, which is the number that comes from the research that you heard earlier on. For others, it's about you can support a mission critical team to actually function as a high performing team. And because the model is based on an evidence basis, you can be confident that the team will experience those value added outcomes that you desire in the business. And then finally, the E of execution is all about being really clear what's the optimal starting point for applying the power of the Team EI survey. And when I say execution, I literally mean how you're going to get started. Typically, it's an announcement from the team leader to the team. Sometimes it can be a discussion in the team and the team sort of makes a decision. But typically, it's an email, it's a phone call, or it's a meeting where the survey is actually launched to that specific team. And often there'll be a target date of a specific team meeting that's already in the calendar that when you start to explore the context that you're working in, it's normally that enables. That it's normally that deadline that then drives the execution step, the first step to get started. And it's really good in summary to have that positioning, the application, your conviction, and the execution of how you're actually going to apply the power of the TMEI survey, have that all figured out. And that's effectively what you're pitching to your client or your internal customer or stakeholder. After this short audio, you will have the opportunity to hear directly from qualified TMEI survey users who have used the survey with their own clients to hear which benefits they've particularly experienced in teams from using the survey. That's it. Bye for now and good luck.